You need, did you get an agenda?
I don't need one.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 7:07, and we are calling the meeting to order a little bit late. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Just need to make sure we have a public comment.
Also, I would like to add that the somewhere as to Jill Moore, a vote from the board as to whether Jill Muir should, would, or may come to our next meeting. She's an HR person from VLTC.
And, yeah, I mean, that's fine to add that. Actually, I had some brief road commissioner updates just to get everybody up to speed.
Okay.
Like the truck and things like that.
Yes. So, we'd add, and we'll add some road updates.
Yep.
So, is everybody happy with the changes? Any others? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Yes. Public comment, Ona?
Not tonight. Oh, well, would you like me to drum some up, or?
No, I just figured you'd be good for a little bit of entertainment. Anyway, why don't we do a road update?
Oh, okay. I've had a request to from a contractor on behalf of a resident to cross the Class 4 road. It's the end of Hewitt Hill Road. It would be the old deep place. They've got to put a septic system in, and they have to cross that Class 4 road, which I don't see as a problem, but I wanted to bring it up to the board. I mean, it's practically, well, you have to hunt to even know where it is sometimes. So.
Well,
as
long as they put it down
deep,
it won't matter.
Yeah, so I'll go up and just when they do it, but I just wanted to bring that up in case there's any issues. The truck update, the truck that we had down with the front end, gone in it. They got it all put back together, and now the rear end is roaring. So I talked to Art to ask him if Justin was sure it was the front end and not the rear end when he drove it. And I don't know, were you around when it was?
I drove with Justin and Sally. It was coming from the front. Sometimes it's hard to tell. And
yeah.
I mean, they obviously found issues in the front, so it was needed to be fixed anyways, whether that was making a noise or not.
So. Right, so now they're at that point, so they call it and gave me an update on that. And they said they needed a few hours to tear it apart and give us an estimate on what's going on. And I said, well, we might as well go ahead. We certainly can't
Did
use it.
Did we get it home first?
Hmm?
Did we get it home first?
No.
Oh, that's close.
No. No, they took it, they put it all back together and road tested it and said it was it was loud. One of the things they're trying, or I guess saying, is that perhaps the transfer case was put up too high and the pitch angle on the drive shafts are too steep. However, I've thought about it a bit, and I would suspect that the universals would go before the whole rear.
We were talking about that today, and yeah, it would.
Just because they're the things that are getting crimped and taken all
of. Not, I mean, it may be out of spec, and it may need to be put into spec as to where it should be, but. I wouldn't think that that would cause.
The drive shafts of the universal should be the weak link. So anyway, they're digging into it, and hopefully tomorrow or the next day I'll hear on that. So that's not good news.
Regardless, it's not under warranty anyways. It's not like Meritor's going to come say, well, it's out of spec, or, so we're not going to pay for it. So
yeah.
It is what it is at that point.
Yep. This is something we have to decide on. It's just that I want to bring it to the board's attention with us going to be down, man. I've gotten Rita Cito from Two Rivers has gotten a hold of me and asked me whether she thinks that we're going to finish the Rudge Road project. We have to have that done by the 30th of June.
Which project?
Rudge Road.
Yeah. R-U-D-G-E.
Yeah. And so we need to discuss whether or not we can put it. We can put it off a year. I haven't talked to her. I think that what if we do that, we won't. That will put us into a slot where we won't be able to apply next year. But I'll have to double check with her. And then the other things are nothing immediate. Just to think about, we've got lots of brush that needs to be cleaned up. Again, shortage in that. I've taken a look at culverts, and we may have to do something about that. I did want to talk about, I don't know if it got on the agenda, I apologize, for hiring a temporary, remember the grader operator I talked to you about? I don't know if that should come up under.
Can we put that on next time's agenda, or I don't care, we can talk about it now. We really ought to talk about the road foreman positions.
Yeah.
Those applications, I would think, we might not, I don't know how many are in there.
Okay. I don't think we can wait till next week for sure. So that's all I had. That was the pressing things.
One more thing on Rudge Road. Joanna Long called me. And I haven't been up Rudge Road. She only called last night. But is there a culvert that has pushed up out of the ground and maybe has got a couple holes in it?
Up towards the top, yes.
Well, she says she can't get over it with one of her cars.
Okay.
And I pledged stupidity because I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, yes, Rudge Road was on the agenda to get the rest of the things fixed. And it probably would be one of the first projects we tackled that we were behind.
Yeah.
And we did know that all the roads were bad. And she wasn't complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But she had called to see if it was on this agenda. And I said, no, we're trying to get these bids together and get a bid. Get one of the bids under contract so we can get that Cloudland job done. And so if we're going to put it off another year, we probably ought to talk to her. Or maybe we can make it a priority. I don't know.
Well, that's just it. I think that's
what that culvert will have to be replaced if we don't do the retro project.
So I have a list of like 10 culverts that got to be done, and that's something I'll take time in the next meeting, but there's some that are Sessions Meadow, there's three that are popping out of the ground and they're all crushed.
I just wanted you to know that she had called.
Yeah, so we should add that one to the list because
I didn't think it was necessary to send it to you.
Yeah, and there's actually one on Cloudland.
Really,
there's one on Cloudland that's just as immediate up near Doc Herman's.
Yeah, there's one on Laura Webster Hill as well.
Well, she was very understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew that we couldn't do anything till stuff thawed out. I mean, she was not angry or anything. She just wondered.
Yep.
She just wanted to plan as
yep.
to whether or not she was ever going to get out of the
well, you know,
whatever the other car
the,
is.
The project is one thing. Fixing existing culverts are certainly another, and that's what I'm working on. I've got a
that's fine. I give you the message,
so.
And we're good.
Yeah. No, that's. That's good. It's just hard to divert our attention to what's the most immediate thing. So anyway, that's all I had. It was just those few things I wanted to just cover before. Too late to let you know. So.
Anybody else have anything in questions on roads? Review bids for Cloudland Bridge project. Did you get any sense of
from
what?
District 4?
Well, other than that one comment that you sent that said a box culvert, that he sent that said a box culvert would last longer than the steel span?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get any other comments.
I forgot to entertain any idea of going back to the original plan of doing a concrete structure. We will have to send this out for a rebid.
Yeah.
That was my concern.
Yeah.
Quite a
well, it changes. We're changing horses in the street.
I'm happy in one sense that somebody gave us another alternative. However, they didn't follow the RFP, so.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I wondered if he if Frank got any comment from them on any of the proposals.
From?
V-Trans.
No. I can look real quick. I think Chris...
The one that was the box culvert, was that one of the bids that we read off last week?
Yes.
That was one of the more expensive ones.
Well, 119, actually. It's,
oh, really?
It's the more... You know, we... Horizons gave us, engineer gave us, told us that he estimated about $150,000 for a concrete one, and that it would be about $105,000 for the arched one. And so we opted to go with that route because we only got about, I think our grant's only good for $90,000 or something in that ballpark.
But if we decide to go with the box culvert, we're going to have to get it reapproved by the state as well, right?
Yeah, because one of the things I'm worried about is that the box culvert they're talking about sounds like it's a continuous one. He didn't send any specs, but and the other one is designed so it has the rough natural bottom on it, and so there's lots of problems.
If you can do it so that you can fill the culvert with and make a rough bottom, so to speak, and it with stone inside of it, they might go for it, but otherwise they're certainly going to shy at it.
Yeah.
That's what they do in the East Barnard. They put rocks and stuff in there to make the bottom.
They put it down, put the inside bottom below the grades, yeah, so that you can put something in it.
Yeah, some box culverts are actual boxes that they drop sections in. Other box culverts are U-shapes. They go on a footing, and then they put a U-shape, and he was not specific on that. I've tried not to, you know, several of the vendors have called and said, hey, you know, who'd you pick and stuff? It's like, well, we haven't even really discussed as a board, so. But my feeling was the same, is that if we do change horses in the middle of the stream, so to speak, you know, the other vendors certainly will have a basis to cry foul, so. So I guess the first thing is we either decide if we'd like to go with a box culvert, we'll have to get the engineering approved, and we could go through it again. But the other option is just to pick one of the vendors. I'm a little nervous about the $77,000 bid, to tell you the truth. And I'm just looking up the. I forget who the vendor is. Daniels was the next one at 88, I think.
No, Daniels was over 200.
Yeah.
ECS was 88.
Oh, okay. I've got them mixed up then.
Daniels was 226, 500.
Bean was the 78, 874.
Herbert was 239, 580. They're in Williamstown.
Bean was the 119, right? They put two bids in.
Oh, I'm sorry, Whipple. Whipple was 78.
And then who was 8? Wasn't there one for 88?
That's ECS Excavating out of Rochester. They were 88, 798.
I have a question, Emily. Do any of you guys know any of these contractors that have
several
bids?
Several of them gave many references. One of them gave references of Phil Swanson from Woodstock. One of them listed, 30 or 40 bridges that they had done.
That was Bean.
And
he said quite a packet.
So...
I've never even heard of some of these guys.
He's out of
Daniels, they're out of Windsor.
Yeah. Sam Borden.
They're big guys.
That's the only one I,
they overbid because they don't want to do it.
But if we don't change the specs and rebid it, Bean didn't bid on what you spec'd out.
Right.
So that isn't going to be. So then we really only have. We really only have four bids.
What was the
life
expectancy of this quarry culvert?
My recollection was, you know, 60 to 70 years.
Versus, I think that's what you said before.
Yeah, it's somewhere in my correspondence from John Harrington. And then, of course, the other one is 100 years. But, I mean, I'm never short-sighted, but 100 years from now, I don't really care. Whichever one we put in is going to certainly outlive me. I guess one of the points is I'm not sure how, not what we should prioritize, but certainly that's a road that probably gets quite a bit of traffic because it's kind of that Woodstock to, up over the hill link. Yeah, it's not one where we're putting across the blacktop where it's these, you know.
Was there a time frame, a required completion time frame from start to finish that was in the RFP?
I think it is. It was June, whenever they can get in the water till the end is we put the 1st of October. To be out of the water and 1st of November to be finished. And I can look at that, but I think the implication was to have them start as soon as they could get in the water, which would be the 15th of June. I think it's the state window.
We probably, one thing, I don't have the time to go and rebid it really for hopes to give them the opportunity. At their windows and all.
And then the state located it.
Yeah, the state's been pretty hands-off of this whole thing. I mean, even writing them and asking them an opinion about whether to go to a concrete culvert, you know, they didn't give us any guidance.
Seems like we decided to move in this direction, but maybe we should just keep going where we've been going.
Yeah. It's fine with me, because, you know, if we delay, it's another... Well, we'll easily be to the 15th of June... Before we, unless we just go exclusively to the people who bid, but still that. And the other thing that just to add to the Bean one, that does not include guardrails of any sort. He wrote on the bid, I think if you read, said that the guardrails we'd spec'd out, in his opinion, were inadequate. Basically, I called out for what was on Barber Hill, which is, I think, four or five posts in a section of bandrail on each side. So he's put in $6,500 extra for the guardrail system that runs, you know. There's a standard for, like, highway, for interstates, where the bandrail has to run down into the ground and things like that. So that would be, in, you know, we wouldn't end up... The RFP... calls for a basic guardrail on the bridge section. So, I guess at least for me, it's the two lower bids and deciding on which.
Oh, is there anything for the person that submitted the lowest bid that's of concern not to go?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done any background checks on any of these people. They're certainly new. I mean, we could go that route. I was kind of waiting to see what, you know, what way people want to go. I didn't want to do a lot of research and find out we'd like to go the culvert route. I think the Bean quote, the guy is very reputable. He's puts together a great package and stuff, but it's really outside the realm of what we bid. And we've got to get it in this year. We lose the money completely. So.
Well, you've got ECS that's at $88,000, mm-hmm. And then you've got Daniels at $226,000, and you've got Herbert is
$236,000,
and Whipple is at $78,000. So, if we want to do a little research and ask them for some I would think, I mean, $78,000 and $235,000 is a big difference.
Yeah.
That's a major discrepancy there. And quite frankly, $239,000 is way out of our cost estimates.
Yeah.
If we were going to go with that, and these two lower ones didn't have adequate references, we would be better off to either rebid as a box culvert, or just go with the box culvert, even though that isn't exactly what we asked to be bid. It's in our price range. In other words, we don't have the money for $239,000 bridge.
I think those are clearly out.
So those two we can eliminate immediately.
Yeah. And the example is when we did the slide bank by Doug Tuttles, we got bids all the way from $153,000 down to $44,000 or $43,000.
Right. You know, people that have got work, I'll throw in the bid if I get it.
So there was a huge one there, and you know, Daniels came through just fine with that. So you know, they certainly.
But he wanted work then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see, it's the spring of the year.
Yep.
So do we want to make a motion to ask the two lower bidders for references, so that we can speak to someone as to the quality of their work, because both of those bids were pretty minimal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds reasonable to me.
And then if neither of those were, I mean, we're talking, we'll have a meeting next Wednesday, and we could easily get those references in hand by then and research those. And if that were not the case, if those didn't pan out, or maybe we should ask them for a more definitive plan, then I would not feel uncomfortable going with the box culvert, even though that isn't what was bid. That's what we originally thought we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's within our price range. And he has a lot of references.
Yes. Yeah, we certainly, if we wanted to hire that guy, I don't think there's any question of, you know, what we're going to get.
And that box culvert is way less than what John, even with the $6,500 for guardrails, is still way less than what Horizons gave us for an estimate as to what it was going to take to get a box culvert.
Right. I'm just looking to see if I could. Yeah, I mean, the comment that I got back from Chris Bum when I asked him, I sent him all the bids and asked him to look them over for us. And his only comment back was a concrete box should last quite a bit longer than that metal culvert. River gravel and cobbles passing through the pipe abrade the sides and the bottom. Now, I don't think he looked at it. That culvert does not, that would be natural.
Wasn't it only metal on the top?
Right. It's just an arch. He's head of district. Okay. Yeah.
V-Trans.
Yeah. So there's two views. There's kind of and then that's what we're talking about, naturally lined with river and
columns. Okay, these are the footings, and so that arch is going to come up to the water level then, or go down to the water level.
It, at least apparent to that, certainly when it's according to that view, yeah. So it would, I mean, things would rub along the side, but it's not like when it's going to rot, the bottom is going to rot out like the conventional circular culvert.
So I mean, anybody that does the work has to do it to the bid specs, or if they're not going to get paid. I mean.
Yeah.
Do yes, but if we go with the box culvert, we really need to then get Horizons to do, it would be prudent to get Horizons to do box culvert specs.
Yes.
Because otherwise you're just flying blind.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I'm not sure, but we have a permit from Scott Jensen, but I don't know how specific. It's certainly for that. Now, whether or not his permit is just for it to allow us to get in the water or whether it's conditional on the structure, I don't know. We'd have to back up and find that out, too. So there may be some other steps.
So I would move that we check out the references of the two lower bidders, ask for references, and maybe talk to Scott Jensen,
mm-hmm,
and or District 4 and see if they would go with box culvert if these two lower bids don't pan out.
Then we just got to figure out how to handle it so that no
we
one
we get the project that we want.
Right.
Well, even if we spent an extra five, John's got all the work done as far as the site is concerned. He's just got to replan out drawings for a box culvert.
And he may have already, because they certainly did enough engineering to determine
that
how much it was going to cost.
So it would be. We've got a long way to go to $239,000.
Sure.
So we can afford this box culvert if that's what we have to do.
I mean, I know it's not what was put out in the RFP, but when you look at it dollars and cents wise, if these are culverts are roughly 60 to 70 years and the box is over 100,
it's
for $20,000 more, I mean, you're getting another 30 plus years of life out of something. That's a lot for.
Yeah, the other thing to look at is being noted that, and I can't seem to find it on the drawings. He noted that if we made the box culvert 10 feet shorter, he'd drop by $8,000. It's specced out as a 50-foot box culvert. Now, some of that's because it's angled across the road more to accommodate the stream. However, the bridge is there is 20 feet and change headwall to headwall right now.
Which isn't nearly wide enough, and this is going at more of an angle. So.
Right. So what I'm getting at is the proposal is for an opening that's 30 feet more than what's there, more than double. So it may be that 40 feet even cocked a little bit. But those are questions I can ask John about.
Who's John?
John Harrington from Horizons
Engineering. So to get back to the motion, which I failed miserably at, I move that we check out the references of the two low bidders,
mm-hmm,
and also discuss with Water Resources, that's Scott Jensen, right?
Yep.
And District 4 engineers regarding box culvert versus this metal arch as to whether or not that could be approved as well. And we will then hopefully get those answers by the next meeting.
Yeah, we should be able to do those. Scott's the only one who's really hard to get a hold of, but I think I can email him.
Yeah.
I actually have him, I sent an email to him requesting him to come to town to look at the washout on Bunker Hill and then also the slide on Riverbank,
So you've moved.
I've moved, but we need a second.
Second.
All those in favor of that signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Okay.
Good.
References.
All of those bidders had this packet, they had copies of this to bid on, right?
Yeah. They got them sent in digital form, but yeah.
Okay, moving on. Review road foreman, road worker applications, and possible schedule of interviews with prospective candidates.
Actually, we got a new one that just came.
What's in that, Brandon, that thing? Was there a payroll thing in there we should have put on the agenda? We'll need to add payroll onto the agenda after the review of these foreman candidates. She's got a payroll in here. I did get that advertisement in, I think, I got it in that local roads directory that you sent me to, although I didn't get a response back that she had done it, but I hope it went there. It didn't say that it didn't get that.
We have three.
I think we could do it next week for that.
Oh. Okay, so we're going to need a back in my box, so it'll be here.
Okay.
Because that we really didn't put on anything at all.
Yep.
Probably it should be in your box because you're the road commissioner.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
As long as we do it.
Emily, can you tell us who's applying, or is that top secret?
Well, I am unclear. I am unclear as to that. I do not know the answer to that. Do you know, Frank?
Not really. Last time we had applicants for the road positions, we kept people abreast of who had applied.
You did what?
We told everyone who applied.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Before, whether it was right or wrong, I don't know.
Do you only have two applications?
Yep. So if I write to these two low bidders and say you two are or you're one of the lower bidders, please provide references. That'd be acceptable.
I think so.
Okay. So both get an email address as well. Just email me the quickest way.
All right, what's anybody's pleasure here? Do we want are we allowed to make public the names of the two applicants? That's the first thing, because we've been asked by the public.
I would think at this point we should just kind of not mention it, just so that it doesn't interfere with their current employment, you know what I mean? We go and make it. It could, if we don't take either one of the applicants, it could cause problems in their current employment. Once we make our decision, then obviously we could announce it.
What does the board feel?
I agree with Steve. However, maybe we should get advice from Jill Muir. That would be something to just ask her, because I don't know the answer.
I can email and ask her.
Yeah, tomorrow. And then we can just.
Is that okay with you for now?
And then we'll and then we can just put it in the minutes. If it's okay, how's that?
I'm sorry, John.
At least till we decide who we're interviewing or have the interviews.
Do we want to interview both of these applicants?
Yes.
And do we want a special executive session to do that?
Yes.
And when do... My suggestion would be in that regard that if we are going to entertain having Jill Muir come to the next meeting to give her a presentation on human resources, that we schedule interviews at that next meeting after her presentation so we get the benefit of her expertise.
Yeah, then we could ask her questions, because there are some things we can and can't ask them, potential.
So it would seem to me that or we could schedule the interviews, but schedule them after that next meeting so we have the benefit of her expertise.
Yep.
She seems to be a very nice lady.
Yeah.
And very open to questions to be asked. And
I would schedule a couple of days. It isn't going to make any difference at this point. If we could do them even the next day, Thursday, and have them... Because if we have them after her thing, it's going to be after the...
Well, no, we certainly wouldn't want to do it that night. I agree.
So if we could, but the sooner we do it, the better. So,
yes.
So do...
Thursday would be...
We want to schedule those on Thursday evening? Like maybe...
Sure. Let me just check.
Well, that's a good idea.
Somewhere else, the listeners have a grievance meeting Thursday, Friday night.
I don't know if it's warm enough. We could, it's a little big, but we could meet across the street or
maybe in one of the fire stations. And they heard that not work.
We could ask Kevin.
What would be nice is to use the old Burke building if it was tidied up. We could use that. It's kind of nice.
Yep.
Is there room enough in there for the five of us and a candidate?
Yeah.
There's hesitation. Have you been in there lately, Emily?
No, ma'am. I have not. I found my dining room table this week. Don't give me a hard time.
We'll just do it across the room.
Why don't we just do it at the town hall?
Yeah, because we could set up in one of those little side rooms there. I mean, I think it would be warm enough.
Yeah, we'll plug in an electric heater.
Yeah. Well, we'd be fine. There's plenty of places to sit.
Yeah.
Do you want to schedule that with them? Or would you prefer that I do that?
It doesn't matter. Why don't you do it? If you don't mind.
And I will try and schedule that Thursday, one at 6 and one at 7.
Yeah, better off to make sure we have enough time and cut it in short.
Okay, and if either of those can't do that, the town hall is available, I take it.
Oh, well, I don't know where Becky's staying in the town
hall. I'll tell you what, I won't schedule anything for the town hall, Frank. I won't schedule anything until after I talk with Becky on Friday.
Okay, that'd be good.
And if Thursday doesn't work, then we can figure out something Wednesday night. How does that sound?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Becky. Okay.
And we will have to notify this as a public meeting.
Yes, we will. And that'll be all right, too. It'll be a special
meeting.
It'll be a special meeting.
I hope that we'll go into executive session.
It'll have to be an executive session. But that's okay. Right. We can do that. Cindy, you even got it on the website, right?
What?
You got the last notice on the website.
I did.
So we know you will again.
Thank you.
Good job.
You said welcome to the neighborhood, honey.
Okay. I did not realize it, but we have a payroll here to approve. And it is check warrant report 18102. And the total amount is, where do you find the total? Oh, there it is. 6457.88. I need a motion. I move that we pay the payroll.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And it's passed. Here you go. Now, I also have, Ellen, you sent that scoping study item from Derek Tennyson to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up, and Ellen got out all the slips, and she had it pretty well along, but there was a little disagreement as to figures, and that was Jonathan's administrative costs on the first ones. That made everything come out even. She sent that stuff in, and now we have to sign the scoping study certificate and acceptance, which I'm supposed to sign, but it also lists here a municipal project manager, which was Jonathan. And so I have to, Ellen has put a big who here, and so who wishes to become the municipal project manager? I think Michael took over,
mm-hmm.
but Michael's now gone. It's immaterial at this point. We just want to get the reimbursement for the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we put down? Me? You?
You sign as chair, right?
It says as chair, select board chair. And I signed those other documents as select board chair.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm willing to be the project manager, if that's okay with everybody else.
Put that in the thing also, John, that we'll give her back. All right. Now, the only thing we have left now is executive session, personal reviews of road crew employees. We also had possible executive session of Purple and Crayon appeal. Did you have anything on that?
No.
So we don't need that. And so, unless you all have...
I have one quick question before you go into executive session.
Yeah.
And I may have read the agenda wrong, but I thought there was going to be a discussion about the road, working road foreman's job description. Or is that in your executive session?
No, you didn't read it in application interview. It did kind of...
There's nothing about the
one that I...
Job description.
I failed on that. I gave Cindy the wrong... I didn't give Cindy enough. We will discuss that at the next meeting, and I will put that on the next agenda.
Okay. Which job description?
Working road foreman's job description.
Job description. Because we need to finalize that before.
And to go along with that question, I asked John and Steve before the meeting all started, do you or Frank know where I can find the road commissioner's job description?
It's online.
Where? In the town policy, or do I have to go to the VLTC or the state board or something like that?
But let me look.
Because it should be the county conference. But I don't know a lot about computers, so I have not been able to find it on the county website.
Well, maybe it isn't there.
I have a copy of the road form.
No, I'm talking about the road commissioner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's like three or four different ones. Commissioner, foreman, workers, and then like.
Yeah, I mean, all of the policies should be somewhere. Probably on the SharePoint that don't work.
Not going there, old.
Oh, come on, Emily. You wanted an opening comment. I'm giving you a closing one.
You did. It isn't even a comment. It's a question. Highway.
Well, don't waste your guys' time tonight. Why don't you do email me and let me know where I can find it.
If you can't find it and it's on SharePoint, I will somehow get it off SharePoint and get it to you.
I can do that.
Thank you.
Or Cindy will do that.
Somebody, let me know where I can find it, please.
What's your email address, please?
Onibug1, O-N-I-E, B-U-G, the number one, at myfairpoint.net.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
Thank you for coming.
I'm going to go make some popcorn.
We'll see you in the morning, Keith.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I heard Angus was cold this morning, so yeah, I just got to look for it.
She didn't even hardly get up for him.
Good night, guys.
And when he came back up from the cellar, she was sleeping.
Who's Angus?
The dog.
Oh.
Did you find it anywhere, anybody?
Yep.
Where is it?
I found it on SharePoint by just doing a search.
What's it called? What's its title?
Town of Pomfret, Vermont Road Commissioner Job Description.
Got
approved
it.
By the board on 7/18/2018.
We should get that on the website.
So I will save it.
Where on the website do we want it under highway?
Is the road foreman job description on the website?
No, I didn't see it.
I didn't look for it.
If the job is advertised, shouldn't it be?
Of course. Is it on the website?
I couldn't find it.
Where did you find it? You didn't find it.
There's a job description under the job opening for road foreman, so that it is on there, but it's not in its only because the ad's on there. It's not in its own spot, so that.
Yeah.
We could put it under our documents page, or we could put it under the highway page, or both.
Can I get him to SharePoint with my same password?
It'd be your email, username, and password.
Okay.
And
sure.
Here's road commissioner. There's two of them. One's in Word and one's a PDF.
Okay.
Are they both the same, Frank?
I haven't looked at them both. All I have is the one that I know is the latest one because it's got the date on it. We did it last year.
Can you get it to SharePoint, Steve, so you can find this road foreman job description?
to the building. How do I email to Cindy?
I'm Cynthia.Hewitt.
Okay.
At Pomfret.
I guess I have an email address.
.us.
Whatever.
You ready for tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Greenhouse.
Oh. No, never.
Never.
Obviously not. I didn't know what tomorrow was.
Here comes our Mr. Member. I suppose. Did you want me to plant stuff in those pots you dropped off by the porch?
Did I drop them off? Johnny must have.
Johnny must have.
You can plant anything you want anywhere you want.
I'm excited to see what's coming up.
Well, I was surprised you saw the snowdrops again. I thought that they were dead.
No, there's a whole bunch of back.
I figured they'd be dead for sure because Johnny was along so quickly. But,
Cindy.Hewitt, right?
Cynthia.
Ah, okay, sorry.
I turned Cynthia when I turned 40, but Emily knows me as Cindy, so
don't say that.
So I sent that to the board and everybody the one I found, which is the newest one.
Thank you.
Before we go to executive session, I need to. Jill Muir is willing to come down on the 15th, which is our next meeting, and give us a presentation on HR items and also answer questions and give us guidance. As a board, do we want to have that happen? If so, I will confirm that date with her. And also, if so, at what time do we wish for that to happen? So I need a motion for that.
So moved. 7:30. I mean, it usually takes us a half an hour to get through our admin stuff. That's unreasonable, or we can.
7:30. We should be able to get to it by 7:30. I would think.
Well, let's just apply ourselves and get through it by 7:30.
I think we could.
So, can someone make a motion to that?
So moved.
And a second. I need. All those in favor of having Jill Muir come down next Wednesday at 7:30?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. No one opposed? I take it? Okay, I will email her back and confirm that. And I think she'll be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to have the appropriate language to go into executive session for the purpose of personnel reviews.
I move that the board enter into executive session pursuant to 1 VSA 313 A 1-3 in order for the board to discuss the employment and evaluation of a public employee.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We're now in executive session.